Praise God, saints. We thank you, women, for that beautiful song. Thank you. Saints, normally at this time I would say that there is a sermon outline in your bulletins to follow along with me. However, since this sermon today will be talking about all the things that go wrong during the holidays, I want you to know that that bulletin, that sermon outline went wrong this time too, and so you will not find it as hard as you look. But there is a title, if you would share with me the title of this day's message, How Not to Spend Thanksgiving. All right, let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is a name, that you have that name that we can call, that we can cry upon. Many of us came in today with many different obstacles and burdens and issues, Lord Jesus. We pray that all of us would be encouraged by the songs, by the reading of your word, and at this time through the preach message, that each of us would open our ears, Lord, and know that you are speaking specifically to us. That we would open our eyes and look around so that we could see you. And most importantly, that we could just take it all into our hearts and want to be changed and want to be transformed and made new. So we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Praise God. Just to let you all know before I begin this message, Brian did mention to me because he was missing Miss Reese. He said, where's Miss Reese at? Is everything okay? And Miss Reese is at home with a cold today. And she has called and let everyone know, but she does appreciate your prayer. She will appreciate your calls later on just to check up on her, because it's not often that Miss Reese misses a service. So, God, we ask your blessings upon Miss Reese. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, saints, how not to spend Thanksgiving. The holidays are here and now. They are upon us. They are no longer approaching. We are right there with it. So, here we are having these holidays right now, and we all want to have a good time, right? Anybody want to have a bad holiday? Not me. Some of us, it's the first day off we don't had in forever, so we are looking forward to having Thanksgiving Day off. So here's the situation, though, saints. We all know that something is going to happen during our holidays that is going to completely try to ruin the day. We already know that somebody's going to get on our nerves and the mood will be changed. So the goal of this message today, y'all raising y'all hand already. I didn't even say raise your hand. The goal is today is to help us to get prepared and ready. You see, we already know what's going to come, and we need to be prepared for how we're going to respond. You see, saints, all of us already know that we already got some situations going to happen on the holiday. Every one of us got those relatives. Anybody got the relatives? We just got to fess up about the relatives. Let's just be honest. Not trying to talk about nobody, but sometimes we got those relatives that we thank God we only have to see them once a year on Thanksgiving or Christmas. And we certainly thankful when they leave. And we say we don't have to see them again till next year. But we all have those situations, those relatives that come to our house, and we already know before they get in the dough good, they're going to be cussing out of their mouths. The words going to be slinging left and right. Uh-oh, maybe I'm talking about you. Maybe you the cousin. Maybe you the one that's doing all the cussing and getting on somebody's nerves. But we got those cousins that just always got something to say out their mouths. How many of us got the relatives that always love to show up to eat, but they don't never bring no food? You're like, you coming to eat? What biscuit you got on it? Now, we also got the relatives, and we all just got to fess up because every single one of us do this. We got the relatives that we invite over, even though we know they might steal a little bit every now and again. So we had in our purses and our wallets, locking up the doors, talking about don't let them go in that room over there. And then we got the relatives with the kids. Y'all know we got to talk about the relative with the kids. You know, Because I'm probably that one that I brought all eight of my kids over to some of y'all. You know the one, they bring about 20 kids, they ain't got no food with them, and then they mess up your whole house. They break the toilet, you know, the toilet all plunged up and messed up. They all messed up, broke the TV, your new flat screen TV you just got. Yeah, don't say that. Okay, just go and put them flat screens away before Thursday. Go on and put it up today. So it won't even get broke when the people come over. But we all know, saints, the holidays are a hard time. And we deal with some difficult situations. Or sometimes we are the difficult people coming to somebody else's house. So our goal today is to learn, how are we going to deal with these folks during the holidays? And sometimes it don't even have to be family and friends. We all going to the grocery store. We already know that them store clerks going to get on our nerves. They're going to have some funny attitudes and be rushing us through the line or taking their time, and they're going to drive us crazy. But there is a way for all of us to deal with this insanity that takes place during the holidays. Do you want to know how to deal with the insanity that comes with the holidays? You say these words, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. You see, all we need to do is remind ourselves of who we are. You see, we cannot control anybody else. We cannot change anybody else. I cannot make you say what I want you to say. I cannot make you behave how I want you to behave over that would be nice. All I can do is control me. And if I am the child of God that I claim to be, then God has got all of me together, amen? And God has got all of you together. So first we're going to be reminding ourselves that we are children of God. And as children of God, we can make it through any situation in life, including the stress of the holidays. So we're going to talk about how not to spend the holidays, things not to do. The first thing that we're not going to do on the holidays is we're not going to spend the holidays giving up on people. Say it with me. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on people. The scripture, if you can read this with me from Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. We who are strong. So the scripture is already telling us, saints, that there are some folks who are strong and that there are some folks that are weak. You know, saints, I realized I took an assessment of my family, and I realized nobody in my family has ever claimed to be an atheist. Every single one of them, even though most of them get on my nerves half the time, every single one of them, and I have to confess I probably get on their nerves just a little bit. But we all confess to be Christians, amen? So here's the part. You remember when I was talking about all our families going to come around eating up the food, messing up the place, breaking the TV and stuff? All of those people are children of God just like us. Now, some of us are stronger than others. Some of us have some weaknesses and shortcomings. Well, all of us have some weaknesses and shortcomings. Every single one of us. Here's the situation. The scripture is telling us to bear with one another, to be considerate and compassionate and kind toward one another in spite of all of our weaknesses and shortcomings. You see, saints, I know you're going to say to me, Pastor Kelly, you don't know my family. You don't know. You ain't met my cousin, you know, Junebug Nim. You don't know who's coming to the holidays. You know my uncle that get drunk every time. We all got the uncle, or maybe it's the aunt, maybe, I don't know. We all got the ones that show up and show out on the holidays. And so you're saying to me, how in the world am I going to deal with these people in some kind of reasonable, calm manner? Well, let me take us to the scripture, saints, because in Romans is a book that teaches us how to be Christians. How to walk and do the talk and not just say it. How to really be children of God. So you see, here we have Paul in the book of Romans. And he's talking about the Gentiles. You see, at one time, the Jews were so holy, saints. You got the holy people in your house. The Jews were so holy that they looked over there at those Gentiles and said, oh, we can't have those people in our house. They don't even wash their hands. They don't know how to eat right. We don't want them coming over, especially on the holidays. But God was compelling them to say, those Gentiles are my children, just like you are. And you see, those relatives that's going to drive us crazy, or those grocery store clerks that's going to drive us crazy, are children of God, just like we are. You see, here's the interesting part. God did not send us into the world to be around a bunch of perfect people. It would be nice if all of y'all would get perfect so that I can manage. Isn't that interesting when you're out driving? Everybody wants everybody to do right on the road when they on the road. But it would be nice if God sent us into a bunch of perfect people that all do the right things every single time. But God did not send us into the world with a bunch of perfect people. He sent us into the world with all of us, the weaknesses, the irritations, the things that we do to bother each other. And he said, bear with each other in your weaknesses. Learn how to be empathetic, to be considerate, to be understanding of one another. So we're not going to spend the holidays giving up on folks. We're also not going to spend the holidays tearing people down. Tearing people down. You see that whole list when I was talking about Junebug now? That was tearing people down. Our words hurt, and they hurt a whole lot. Our words are sometimes more powerful even than us just hitting somebody. You see, sometimes we think we can just say any old thing to each other, and it should not matter. But our words hurt. Let's read this, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those. Hallelujah. Here it is. Let us not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths. It says that we are to be letting only what is building up and encouraging come out of our mouths. Now, I think all of us are guilty of that one. We all have had the problem with letting those unwholesome things come out of our mouths. But let me challenge you with this next scripture, saints. Matthew 12, verse 36. Let's read this together. But I tell you that people will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. Think deep about that, saints. It doesn't say all the bad deeds you've done, which we've done a lot, that you're going to have to give account for. It says every empty word, every useless word, every negative word that you've ever uttered out your mouth, you're going to have to give account for. It's like God has a super huge recording machine up in heaven recording every single conversation. That's kind of scary if we think about those conversations we have in the back room sometime, amen? When we think only little children can hear us, or when we think only our spouses can hear us, or only our family members can hear us, God can hear us as well. And he's saying we all will be held accountant for what we've said. Does that make you want to change anything of how you speak to another person? You see, saints, we can take great pride in tearing each other down, tearing each other apart with our words. And then we'll say to each other, oh, I didn't mean that. I was just playing. You know, little Junebug, you shouldn't be so sensitive. Our hearts are breaking. And we're wondering, we're looking at people saying to them, why do you feel so bad? Why are you so downcast? Why are you so broken? You got a nice house. You got a nice job. You got kids. Everything seems to be okay in your life. Why are you so sad? Well, could it be because of the words that other people are speaking to us and saying to us and tearing us down? So, saints, we're not going to spend the holidays tearing people down. We're going to spend the holidays building each other up, saying encouraging words to each other, taking the time to say, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that I get to know you. If you're in line at Walmart and that teller's getting on your nerves, you say to her, I'm so glad that I got to meet you today. And then she's going to look at you all crazy. I don't want to hear all of that. And then you say it back to her, I'm still glad that I got to meet you today. And I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, saints, we're also not going to spend the holidays taking everything so personal. You see, we already know somebody going to come in our house and say something we don't want to hear. Somebody going to come in the house complaining because the biscuits are just a little bit too dark, and they're going to say, them biscuits look burnt. Somebody going to come in the house frowning up at your food. You know, let me just tell all you complainers out there right now. If you already don't know what it is, you already don't like the taste of it, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You see, all the cooks are clapping. We know who's cooking here. You know, we were saying this morning, you could just go like this. Keep your mouth closed. And if somebody's asking you what you're doing, just say, oh, I'm testing my breath. I just want to make sure I'm fresh. You don't even have to let them know that you don't like something. But when we're all coming in complaining and frowning, it's hard for us to give a voice of encouragement when so many people are tearing us back down. So we already know that the teardowns are coming. So we're going to surround ourselves with the shield, everybody. Get your shield on. Put it on today and let it take you through the whole week to next Sunday. Sometimes we take our shield back off, and that's when we get all torn up. Put your shield on, because we already know they're going to say a whole bunch of things that's trying to tear us down. So let's put our shield on so that when they're saying something, it just bounces right back on them. No, I'm not taking that. I'm not accepting what you're saying to me today. You want to complain about my biscuits? You don't have to eat the biscuits. Just don't say nothing. So, saints, how we're dealing with this chaos and insanity of the holidays is we're reminding ourselves that we are children of God. And as children of God, we expect a certain type of behavior, and we also give a certain type of behavior. We also give a certain type of behavior. You see, saints, us, our husbands and our wives, we can't go around saying things like, look, I don't cheat on you, I don't hit you, so I can say anything I want to you. You see, that kind of stuff don't hold up underwater. You can't tell somebody I can talk to you any old way just because you're doing A, B, and C right. God doesn't say you can just do A, B, and C right. He got to say get the whole alphabet together. Get it all together. My husband, he cracks me up, y'all, because he gets very frustrated real easy. And then he'll kind of, the mud mouth will come out. I call it the mud mouth. I said, ooh, wow, where'd you come out of that from? But he'll say, you know, sometimes you just can't talk to folks calm. I try to start off calmly talking to them irrationally. But then they just don't seem to understand what I'm saying until I go off. Okay, who's in there like that? You see, you're trying to be rational. I know y'all out there, you're trying to be rational. You're trying to be calm. Trying to speak in the truth and love, trying to say things nicely, and they just don't seem to want to hear you until you go off. Well, here's where we put that reminder in. I am a child of God. That is a child of God. How I speak to them should represent the fact that I am a child of God at all times and in all places. But Paul always helps us out. You see, saints, he already knows people are going to be insulting us. People are going to be tearing us down. And that's why he tells us the insults of those who insult you fall on me. And you see what he's saying, saints, when you insult a Christian, when you start tearing down a Christian, you're not just tearing down the Christian. You're tearing down who that Christian represents. You're tearing down Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus said, when they persecute me, they will also persecute you. One way that Jesus was persecuted was not just physically. I mean, they took the knives and they stabbed him and they beat him. They hung him to the cross. But then they also uttered the words that tore him down. They said things like, if you are the Messiah. They said, if you are the chosen one. If you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If. You hear that little word, if? That's like telling Jesus you're lying. You're not really who you say you are. Tearing him down. And have we ever heard, if you are a Christian, if you go to church, if you're so good, if you're so strong, if you got it all together. And it's like they're saying to us, you're a liar. You're not really who you say you are. And they're using words to tear us down. But saints, if we would only just hold on. And when people are talking about us and saying things we don't like to hear, step back. I mean, just literally, step back. And when they look at you like, why are you stepping back? You say, because I'm trying to assess the situation. I want to make sure I heard what you said. Because you just said to me, if I am a Christian. You see, saints, because that's the opportunity to really start speaking to somebody in love about Jesus Christ. But sometimes we miss that opportunity because when they say, if you is a Christian, and then you go off right with them. You know, y'all know y'all be doing that. If you is a Christian, you would let me in your house and eat about your turkey. You wouldn't be complaining. And then you go back, look now here. But this one I want you to do, back on up. And you say, did I hear you correctly? Did you just say, if I was a Christian? Because it's not if I'm a Christian. I am a Christian. I am a child of God. And also, you are a Christian. You are a child of God. And if you are a child of God and I'm a child of God, we both need to be behaving like it right now. Let's sit down and eat this turkey and have a good time. You see, saints, on these holidays, we're not going to spend the holidays tearing each other down. Or we're not going to spend the holidays taking everything so personal, saints. We're not going to give up on people. And here's my favorite one, saints. We're not going to spend the holidays ignoring all the old jams. That's right, I said the old jams. That means music. The old jams, and for your young people, I know y'all think, oh, they're going to break out them 8-tracks and them albums. I know. But holiday saints are a time of reuniting, about harmony, about getting along together, learning to love each other, to build each other up. And so you see, saints, what I love about the old jams is the old jams have a way of uniting us. You see, while you in there cooking those greens that you've been going slaved over all night long, your kid's going to be out in the hallway arguing about something, driving you insane. You already know what's going to happen. I already know what's going to be happening. I don't even have to be in your house. I know. So what you do, you break out the old jams. You figure out your favorite hymn, your favorite song. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something churchy or anything like that. I like the old ones. I like the ones like, we are family. I got all my sisters and brothers and me. Look, your kids arguing. You walk up on them. We are family. Your Uncle June coming in the door starting stuff. We are family. You keep saying it. You don't like we are family? I got an old one for you, Peaches and Herb. Reunited, and it feels so good. Reunited, and it's understood. See? Your wife driving you crazy? Walk up on her. Reunited. It's hard to stay mad at somebody when you're in harmony, sis. It's hard to stay mad at somebody and deal with frustrations when you united together, saints. Even at the grocery store, people driving you crazy at the grocery store, break out a song. Break out a song on them. See how they respond. They'll be like, why is she singing that song? I don't know. But it makes the situation a whole lot better. Our songs can be reunited around music and harmony and song. Let's read this last scripture together, saints, from the book of Romans. It says, may the God of steadfastness, mine is different. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and with one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Live in harmony. Live with one mind and one voice that we may all glorify God. You see, saints, what these holidays are all about. Next week, we will be ushering in Advent. Next week, the men will be bringing us a great message about being tough and tender. I can't wait to see that, saints. But what it's all about, saints, the holiday is that we as Christians have the opportunity to shine. This is when we have the best chance ever of helping someone to know about Jesus. You see, because the holidays are all about who? Not about Santa Claus. And when someone's out in public or in our family seeing us walk around saying, I love you, I'm encouraged by you, I'm thankful for you, they're going to want to stop and say, hey, what do they have that I need? I need that same gift of God, that same gift of salvation that they have. And so, saints, this holiday season is not about tearing people down. It's not about taking every single thing personally. It's not about leaving up and giving up on other people. This holiday season is about finding the harmony, finding the joy that will bring each and every one of us together. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Gracious God, you are so good. You are so awesome and amazing. But with all honesty, Lord, as we laughed and talked about family situations, we all realize that it's hard. It's hard to really do the things that you're asking us to do. It's hard to be kind to people who are always so negative toward us. It's hard to be loving toward other people who find joy and seems to tear us down. It's hard, Lord, not to give up on people when we're pouring so much into them and investing so much into them, and it seems like we don't see any return. But gracious God, help us all to be one, to know that each and every one of us matter to you, Lord Jesus. All of us are counted. So we thank you, Lord, for this holiday season as you are preparing us to be the best that we can be. We thank you and we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.